Morning has broken, like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken, like the first bird. You slowly awaken, with a tune in your mind as you open your eyes. It's the right time for you to wake, but you linger in bed because you can. And since the new year will be breaking in a few days, you lie and marvel at how the most wonderful thing about time is that we cannot waste it in advance. Each moment from now onwards is unwasted and filled with promise. When you think back on the things you have wasted time on, you realize that a great many of them were not wasted at all. It's cliched to say they have made you who you are now, but then cliches are cliches, precisely because they fit. Really, who is to say what is a waste of time and what isn't? But you lie and think. Your resolution for the new year is to use your time productively and waste less of it. You'll pick one thing you'll be more productive about this year. Now, what could that be? Your little secret fetish addiction, perhaps? You know the one. Your hypno-fetish. But surely, that's never a waste of time. Surely, every single moment spent is a magnificent way to spend time. In fact, maybe your resolution should be to enjoy this particular use of your time even more. So now, on the eve of a new year, come with me as I help you do just that and walk you through a doorway from 2020 to 2021. I'm sure you've had the experience of walking through a doorway into another room and forgetting what it was you came there for. You know how it is. You had the thought in your mind just a short moment ago, and now it's gone. That's the thing with doorways to new beginnings. They seem to signal a change, a transition, and your mind responds by cleaning the slate, by wiping off what was there before, and just by being drawn in now to my voice, your mind is becoming focused, thinking, wondering what will happen. And you know that I'm going to take your mind on a journey which starts with walking through a doorway in your mind and losing your train of thought, feeling it slip away. And all that's left is your focus on my voice, drawing you in. You may try to recall what you were thinking before, but you'll find it's just gone, no longer there. Now, what would happen if, in addition to forgetting your thoughts, you forgot the very concept of thought, how to even think? If you could think, you might think it sounds wonderful, but you're not thinking anymore. You're just following. So blank, so empty, your mind just absent. Even if you tried to resist me, you'd find you don't want to. because your mindlessness feels so good. You want to go deeper into it, deeper and deeper into losing more and more of your mind, deeper into gaining the trust that whatever happens will be good, will be safe, will be so exciting that you'll be glad you were captured, that you consented, that you surrendered, because already you're feeling the anticipation and the excitement that begins as an aching need, wanting to feel me, wanting me to drain your mind of independent thought, wanting to give in to the desire that you feel for my control. You feel me reach out my finger towards you, closer and closer, until it quickly touches a spot in the center of your forehead, and then slowly withdraws, and my fingers snap as you feel the drop in your head and sink down rapidly, down, down, so deeply down, where all that matters is the sound of my voice, which you love to obey. Wanting to surrender your control and your power, exchange it for the blankness in your mind and the ache of desire, the familiar desire that arises with the loss of your will, the desire that accompanies your mindlessness, the pleasure that arises in your body in the spot that you feel it first, and then it spreads, growing as you become aware of a single focus, following my voice, obeying my words, obeying the need of your body and the need of your mind to bend to my will, feeling the pleasure of your surrender to my voice, submitting to the pleasure of my voice and my words, and the deepest need in you to give me your control, to feel my power over you, the sweetest surrender, drifting in the bliss of this pleasure, knowing how much it pleases me and how happy you feel. Feeling so good, feeling so fulfilled, knowing that whatever happens in 2021, you can keep the enjoyment you get from hypnosis. You can enjoy it over and over, feeling so wonderful. But now, we're out of time, and I must bring you up again. Oh, I know you don't want to go, but I must. I'll stay with you as your mind begins to return, as I give you back one thought, and then another, and another, giving you back all your ability to think, coming up to awareness, a blissful memory in your mind. As your mind clears more and more, and as you come back up, you can't help but smile, because you listened all the way through to the end, and the effect on your mind and body was a fun experience, and you felt good, and you feel nice. Up on five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up and up, and relaxed, and glad to be devoting time to your hypnofetish in 2021.